Welcome to What A Day Podcast and What A Day It Is. We thank you for joining us tonight. It is a beautiful night here in Grand Rapids. It's kind of warm, but it feels good though. It's a little breeze outside, so it just feels good tonight. So the topic tonight is pros and cons, and dealing with pros and cons. So let's start and let's talk about the pros and the cons. All right, so we're going to start off a relationship. I will give you examples, then we'll get more into it. So let's go for the example relationships. In a relationship, what are the pros of this relationship? What is this relationship making you become? Or is this relationship happy, making you happy? Or what are you getting out of the relationship? The con might be, what are you getting out of the relationship? So is it making you become an angry person? And kind don't automatically mean bad, right? It don't mean bad, but so yeah, pros and cons. Let's talk about it. So let's go to the second one. Let's go to the second example. Let's go to the second example. Yourself. Now, the second example of pros and cons I'm gonna give you is yourself, dealing with yourself. What do you like about yourself? That's a pro, right? What do you like about yourself? What is great about you? What do you like about yourself? And a con may be, where do I need to grow? Where do I need to improve? As I said before, a con don't always necessarily means negative. It can be positive at the same time. Where do you need to grow, right? And lastly, the example I'm gonna get is decisions, right? What are the pros of this decision I'm gonna make? For example, if you are getting a job, a pro can be, hey, they give me great hours. I have 2 or 3 weeks vacation pay. I get to do these different things. I get all these different benefits for my job. A con may be, hey, I don't get this much of vacation time. It's stress. I have major stress with dealing with this job. My coworkers may not be friendly. So them are pros and cons. That's what we're talking about today, the pros and cons. So let's talk a little bit more in details about pros and cons. When you think about the word pro, what do you think about? I can tell you what I think about when I think about the word pro. When I think about the word pro, I think about the word being active. When I think about pro, I mean I come forward, I take charge, I go after it, I be proactive, right? So when I think about the word pro, I think about what's the things I'm real good at. That's a part of me that I'm real good at. When I think about the word con, I don't think necessarily negative when I hear the word con. What I think about is growth when I hear the word con, the things I can work on, the things I can do better within my life when I hear the word con. So con, like I said before, con is not a negative concept. It's just an area where you can grow and you can become, and we all should be trying to become better every single day. So if you got a pencil and a piece of paper, I need you to take out that pencil and that piece of paper, and I need you to write a small list out for yourself, right? Make a small list for yourself. And let's just focus on you. Nothing else, just focus on you. So let's start off with the pros of yourself. What do you like about yourself? What do you like about yourself? What do you like about yourself? Right? You got that, right? So, okay. You got a few things that you like about yourself. Now, let's go to the cons. What is there somewhere in your life? And as I said again, a con don't mean in a negative context. It just means to grow. It's the way I take it. Con means to grow. You can grow from it. You can learn from it. You can become better from it. You can improve as you should every day of your life. So, what is something in your life? Because we're making a to-do list. We write down a to-do list about pros and cons for yourself. What is something in your life that you can become better at? What is something that you can grow from? What is something you can learn from? So let's go there. Take that. Think about that for a second. So you got your list of your pros and your cons about yourself. Do you see some things there that you can improve on? that you will start to now. Start now. Do you see some pros that you can enhance and be better at? Because we always can get better. As I said, we always can improve. But I hope this helped you a lot tonight. I hope this helped you a lot tonight. Writing your pros and your cons out and knowing who you are and where you're trying to be and where you're trying to go. As I said before, a pro is being active. It's going after what you're good at and these different things. And a con don't mean negative, but a con can be something in a sense of I have to grow in this area. I have to be better. I have to become. I have to heal in this area, whatever it may be. Pros and cons to write a list is always good. We thank you here at What a Day Podcast. You guys have a great and wonderful night. What a day. What a day. What a day. Thank you. Have a great one.